The case against the former St Kilda footballer Stephen Milne finally came to an end. He pleaded guilty to indecent assault. After three rape charges were dropped, no conviction was recorded, received a $15,000 fine. Now, the point, I'm not sure Stephen Milne still gets it. I think he should be far more, he should be abject in his apologies publicly. I'm afraid some people just don't get it, and then talking about the awful impact it's had on his life. I don't doubt it has, but it dragged on 10 years because of him. And think of the impact it's had on the victim's life. It's affected the St Kilda Footy Club too. And now he wasn't there at the time, but he's now Chief Executive of the St Kilda Football Club. Matt Finnis, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Is Stephen Milne still welcome at the club?
Yeah, no, Stephen is welcome at the club. He's a former player, obviously, indeed he's a life member of the club by virtue of the service he's provided over the journey.
And that doesn't change with, I mean, there's no conviction, but it's, you know, he pleaded guilty. He doesn't lose his life membership or anything?
No, he doesn't lose his life membership, but he has to live with the basis of the court's decision, and that is that he's pleaded guilty to a charge of indecent assault.
I think I saw he's playing in the Northern Territory. Does he have anything to do with the club at all?
Not in a formal sense, Neil. I'd like to think that, you know, we develop a club which has a community of former players and officials who are welcome and are around the club from time to time.
Even after an incident like this.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is something which has obviously gone on for a long time and has caused enormous distress for many people, especially, you know, the young woman involved and those close to her. But in the years ahead, I'm sure that Stephen will continue to be recognised at this football club for the role he played. But that doesn't mean that we don't also recognise the harm that's been caused in this instance.
What was the club reaction to Nick Riewoldt supporting him in court?
Yeah, look, it obviously caused a fair bit of publicity about that. I mean, I've known Nick for many years, and my view, I was a little bit surprised at I guess some of the reaction, because I know Nick as a soon to be father, as a brother and a son, and a good young man who's got some very strong views around respect for women and criminality. But I don't think they're mutually exclusive with also having a compassion for the family and of a friend. So the ability for him to, you know, be able to hold those views, as I say, I don't think are mutually exclusive, and I respect Nick for the ability for him to be able to make and exercise his judgment in those matters.
So you think he would have concern for the victim in this as well?
I'd absolutely be confident of that.
Okay. What is it to learn from this? I mean, look, you weren't there, but we look back 10 years. The police mishandled it initially. Stephen Milne, if he'd pleaded guilty 10 years ago, this would have all moved on. What about the club? What has the club learned from what's happened here?
Yeah, look, I think not, I mean, our club, I think the broader game, Neil, is, you know, really learnt a lot over the last decade. Which I think the first thing is that it's such a shame that it's taken until now. I mean, I don't know how the young woman and her family are feeling today, but you know, clearly she doesn't get those last 10 years back. And I just think that in itself is something which those of us who are leaders in the game and other areas of authority, you know, in these kind of matters. Must absolutely recognise that first and foremost. That whilst we've got to respect the law and the rule of law and the presumptions which go with that, we've also got to recognise that there's certain types of cases which, you know, by their very nature, make it more difficult for victims to achieve justice or reconciliation. So, you know, we need to balance these kind of considerations.
You would hope, though, in the current things have changed a lot in 10 years around football in particular. There is thank heavens, a much greater recognition of the dignity of women and the way to treat women. You would hope in the current environment, if a similar thing came along, a player, if he was guilty, would be perhaps advised and convinced, plead guilty now and deal with it now, rather than drag on 10 years.
Yeah, look, and it's always difficult to put ourselves in the shoes of others such a long time ago. But I've got no doubt that you know, with the benefit of hindsight, you know, people might have made different decisions. And you know, we must learn from these kind of things, because I think whilst our game has certainly, you know, I think, celebrated its capacity to unite people, you know, I think we've always recognised that it does have a capacity to marginalise if we don't respect the impact that actions can have and the ripple effect that can go on for years and years. And footballers, you know, football clubs, don't deserve any favours or special treatment before the law, we can't have any perception of that, because it simply does everyone a disservice.
There were many players there who were around at the time with Milne, like Nick Riewoldt, like Lee Montagne. Will you sit down and talk to the players as a group and say, well, hang on, you know, what do we learn from this? How do we move on? What do we do about this?
Yeah, look, I think that, you've got to take... the chance to constantly, review what it is that the club stands for, but also then how that materialises in the way in which we would respond to things. So, what I don't want to do is be opportunistic around an incident which is clearly, still a cause of grief, for people. So, what I'd prefer to do is say, well, how does our club looking forward ensure that we are in an environment which is completely respectful and handle these things in a very professional manner.
Do you think Stephen Milne should apologise publicly?
Oh, look, Neil, that's, clearly a matter for Stephen. I'm sure Stephen deeply regrets, this incident, but that's a matter for him.
Problem is he seems to regret it for what it did to him rather than what it did to the victim.
Yeah, look, I don't know that.
I don't know that either, but he could address that.
Yeah.
And I don't... Have you spoken to him?
Oh, I haven't spoken to... I've spoken to Stephen since he's pleaded guilty to this case, no.
Mm. So what do we learn from? Bottom line, what does everybody learn from this?
Well, I think that our game is not about, trying to necessarily... say that we've got to improve a relationship with women, because I think that our game is actually born out of the support of women, Neil, as much as it is men. But I just think that we need to acknowledge and recognise that that as a game, we do have a very significant impact, and that can occur, in terms of the way in which we can mobilise behind a social issue, but also in terms of the impact we have on people, and we can never be too mindful of that impact and what it is that we need to do to show that compassion for everyone we come into contact with.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Neil.
Matt Finnis, Chief Executive of St Kilda Football Club. Look, Stephen Milne should apologise, in my view. I'd have him on this program to do it at any stage. I don't expect him to do that, but I just repeat the point. The victim's the important thing in this. Matt Finnis is clearly trying to learn things because he's now at that club and trying to address those issues. I've got no question about it. He's genuine about it. Stephen Milne does need to apologise. He does need to show he understands it. He does need to show that he gets it. And I repeat the point, if he'd had the guts and the decency 10 years ago to do the right thing, a lot less harm would have been done.